Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved radio family. I love you, and I'm so glad that you've gathered together and we can just share this time together and hear the word of the Lord. And with the Lord's help, we will conclude what I've been sharing on the ministry of prophets and the gift of prophecy to help you understand, if you haven't had understanding or revelation, or for those who have walked with the Lord and you understand well, it's always good to review, and also so you can be able to share with others. But in conclusion, I want to share just a few things. First of all, let's just review the fact that there is general prophecy in the Word of God. Much of the Bible is general prophecy. We know in Revelation, the Word of God says that the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus. And the Bible is all about Jesus. Everything from cover to cover, it's foreshadowing the Messiah that was to come. It describes His birth, His public ministry, those years that He was alive and walked on the earth. It describes through the epistles, through the New Testament, God's plan, God's will, how He is organizing, orchestrating His church, how He means for it to function. It shares the commission, go into all nations, the Great Commission, go ye into all nations and preach the word, making disciples of all nations. This was God's beautiful plan. It's all about Jesus, praise God. In fact, that's the only thing, when we talk about unity in the body of Christ, that's the only thing that's going to bring us really into true unity. It's not doctrine. It's not our prejudices, our spiritual beliefs, or our religious practices. It's going to be the very person of Jesus. And so scriptures which reveal God's glory, His nature, His character, passages which give instructions which are applicable to all of mankind, prophetic utterances which deal with general conditions of the world, and with the general degeneration and wickedness and sinfulness of unregenerate and ungodly man, prophecy about the restoration of the church and of Israel, if I may include that, and the end times, doctrine dealing with sin, repentance, and faith. This is what is contained in the Word of God. And we see that there are rhema scriptures in the Word which give truth by illustration. At the same time, the Bible contains a number of personal prophecies which were given by individuals or groups and are not universally valid. What can I give as an example? Well, no, for example, what God told Noah in Genesis 6 about building the ark, that's not an instruction for anyone else. It was for him specifically at that time in the history of the earth. Also, remember, Abraham had a word from the Lord about killing Isaac and offering him as a sacrifice. That's in Genesis 22. That's not directed to present-day Christians. And then, of course, Jacob's prophetic words concerning his 12 sons, concerning each of them, their future and their descendants, that was specific for them. He, as he lay dying in Genesis 49, he gave these words. And Hosea's prophetic instruction to go marry a harlot in Hosea 1 and 2, well, that's certainly not for us today. Rhema and personal prophecy scriptures must not be applied personally today. If, for example, the Bible, in fact, contains many examples, countless examples, of how God gives personal prophecies to individuals and groups. The prophet came to the word of, you know, to give a word of the Lord to individuals. Nathan came to David and exposed his sin to Bathsheba. Even a person with only a little instruction in biblical interpretation knows these specific instructions are not for everyone. What would be a classic example? Well, if a young Christian read in the Bible that God told Isaiah, as he did in Isaiah 20, 2 and 3, to walk naked and barefoot in Israel for 3 years, and that young person proceeded to do the same thing in his own city, he might say, well, God told me to do it. It's in the Bible. It's in the Word of God. But, beloved, I think we can all agree no authority, religious or secular, would agree with him. So in order to rightly divide the word of truth, then we have to be able to distinguish between the rhema of personal prophecy in the Bible and the general word, which is the eternal logos for everyone. Well, beloved, I've spent a fair amount of time these last 2 weeks. We've gone over, not extensively, not exclusively, but I pray that with the Lord's help, that you will have an understanding a little more clearly of God's desire to speak today. He's given us the Bible, the inerrant Word of God, that we can hold it in our hands, we can read it. As we grow nigh unto the Lord, and in reading the Word of God, His Holy Spirit will give us understanding and application to our lives. In fact, that's important. We learn to be able to apply it. Otherwise, we're just hearers, but not doers of the Word of God that James warned against. But we're to meditate upon the Word of God. And also, as we read the Word of God, God will sometimes quicken a rhema word for us. There'll be a scripture that just has great significance for where we might be at in our lives. Or not only that, if it stands out, it's something that perhaps you need to hear and lay hold of as a weapon of the Word, the sword of the Spirit, for what you may encounter that day. And so even though it might not have application right at that moment you're reading it, it certainly could, you know, what, 3 hours later. And so we have to be very, very sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And of course, then there is personal prophecy, as I've shared. By definition, it's the word that comes through an individual, for an individual or group of people. So many times in like a church service, there's a prophetic word that's given, or there's a message in tongues. You hardly hear that today. Isn't that a shame? I grew up where a message in tongues was really, really common. It was never abused. In terms of our services years ago, we always had, you know, two or three, as Paul talks about. And if there is a message in tongues, then there should be an interpretation of tongues. Or if there isn't, that person who gave the message in tongues, and that's distinct from the prayer language, the gift of tongues that we have in terms of God gives us when we're baptized in the Holy Spirit, that they also should pray and ask God to give them an understanding, an interpretation, and to be able to convey that message of edification and exhortation and comfort to the body. Praise God. Well, having shared all of this, let's just take some time, because I want to pray that we can come to a place that we will really hear from God. Father, right now, I just want to lift the listening audience. And there are some that have really struggled hearing the voice of the Lord. Lord, you speak in many ways. Sometimes you actually speak a few words in our spirit, that still small voice, or you just minister by impression. There's just a prompting, as we have used that word a lot, a prompting, an impression, a desire, a thought, a quickening to take some action or to do something. Father, we thank you that it is your desire to speak to us and to guide us. Those who walk in the Spirit should be led by the Spirit of God. And so, Father, I'm praying for every listener that desires with all of their heart to have a closer relationship with you, to hear you when you speak, in the various ways you speak. And Lord, this is, you speak in so many ways. You can speak even in our natural environment. You can quicken thoughts, quicken passages of Scripture. You can make things alive to us. And Father, I pray for every listener that ours, including my own, Lord, that every spiritual hearing that we have, every spiritual ear will be sharply attuned to the Spirit of God, and we will hear you speak clearly, and you will lead us, Father. And I pray, Father, that we will grow in the grace and wisdom and admonition of the Lord. May you be glorified, Lord. Your church who knows their God, the people who know their God shall be strong and do exploits. For the word of the Lord would come to you, my beloved. Yea, I am going to do a new thing in your life. I have heard your heart's cry. I have heard your desire to walk, yea, ever closer to the Spirit of your God, and to be sensitive to my leading. Behold, I declare to you, he that believeth shall not make haste. I ask you to wait upon me, even in the midst of busyness. Allow me to cause the time, the actions, the work that you do to be led of you. When you finish one task, wait upon me for direction. What would you have me to do next? The Spirit of the Lord wants to guide you very practically throughout your day. If you will hear this word, receive it to your heart and believe it, and you shall see me do it, says the Lord. Praise God. Oh, I receive that. Amen and amen. And I hope you do too. Thank the Lord. Well, it's been a joy to minister to you this week, last week, on this subject, and I pray that God will stir up the spiritual gifts in you, beloved. If God's given you a gift of prophecy, that you'll obey God and step forth in faith and trust God that he will give you the words to speak. Amen and amen. I love you. I pray for you. I thank God for my UCM partners, for my listening audience. I'm thankful for their faithful obedience. And if God is moving on you, either to write or to share some of your blessings with this ministry, then all I can say is obey the Lord. There's always a blessing when we obey God. I love you and I thank the Lord for you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.